Karen Tilbury of the Madison Public Library is in the studio with us for the Madison Public Library Show. Good afternoon, Karen.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a nice rainy day. We had a nice rain earlier at noon today.
Yep, and it was certainly nice yesterday with that 70 degrees.
Yes, a little different than a week ago.
Yeah, that is for sure. That is for sure.
Yep, and the rain, we're glad it's not snow, right?
Yes, very much so. Very much so. I've got 20 new chicks at home, so ooh, I'm trying to keep them warm, and that gets to be kind of a
challenge.
Adventure. Yeah. Yes.
Big challenge. Yep.
Yes, big challenge.
Yep, and it looks like in the coming week it's going to be nice and spring weather here. So.
Well, that's good, because my daughter and granddaughter and I are planning on going to the cities for the Horse Expo.
Oh, okay. Where's that at?
It's at the State Fairgrounds.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we go
every year.
Yes, and we have a really good time.
All right, good. Well, speaking of good time, tell us what's going on at the Madison Public Library.
Well, on Friday, last Friday, we did get in the bus to the Lake Benton Opera House for the Steel Magnolias play. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to do that the week before, and of course, due to the weather, that was postponed. And I believe that Lydia and Deb are doing some planning for some future bus trips,
okay,
you know, so everybody will have to keep watching Facebook, yep, and for the signs in the library to see what we're going to do next.
All right. That opera house in Lake Benton is a pretty neat place, isn't it?
I have never been there, and I would really like to go.
Real horse historic. I was there a couple years ago. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yep. I like history, and I like old buildings, so I should enjoy something like that.
All right. Good.
Okay. Events. The Madison Library will be starting a new book club. The Breakfast Book Club will have its first meeting on Saturday, April 28th at 10 a.m. This club will meet to discuss nonfiction books and enjoy coffee and breakfast snacks. This month we will be reading the book The Girl with Seven Names by Hooyoung Soo-young Lee. Pick up your copy at the adult circulation desk to join in. Our regular book club, which primarily reads works of fiction, meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. In May, Madison will be hosting weekly kids' story times. Every Monday morning, starting May 7th, we will have a story time at 11 a.m. We will also have an evening story time on Thursday, May 3rd at 5 p.m., and an extra fun families and jammy story time on Thursday, May 10th at 6:30 p.m. So put on your PJs and join the fun. Another new thing Madison will be starting in May is Teen Coffee Club. We will be opening up our conference room and serving hot beverages for any teens who want to meet, do homework, or just hang out and watch a movie on our big projector screen. The first Teen Coffee Club night will be from 5:30 to 7:30 on Thursday, May 24th. We are also going to have another crochet class at the end of May. This will be for those people who were on our other crochet class to get finished up on the infinity scarves that we were doing, and then we're certainly welcoming new crocheters to come, but we're still getting that all set up.
Good.
And we are also talking about possibly doing some rag rug classes in the fall, either crocheting or toothbrush rugs.
Mm.
And it's a terrific way to recycle old sheets.
Okay.
And so we're looking at doing that. That would be fun.
Good.
And then, of course, we continue to host our bi-weekly Thursday evening adult coloring parties in Madison. And those will be Thursday, May 3rd at 5:30, and then also Thursday, May 17th at 5:30. So come and enjoy the coloring. The people that do the coloring saying it's just really a wonderful, relaxing thing to do.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that, the adult coloring,
mm-hmm,
that it relaxes you.
Yep, yep. So now we're at book recommendations already, Paul.
Already, all right. This is my favorite part of the show.
Okay, Deb, our head librarian, is reading a couple of books. She's starting out with I Am Amelia Earhart, an Ordinary People Change the World book by Brad Metzler. Each book tells the story of one of America's icons in an entertaining, conversational way that works well for the youngest nonfiction readers, those who aren't quite ready for the Who Was series. We've got a series downstairs. It's Who Was and Who Were. And it's a great nonfiction series.
Amelia Earhart.
Yep. Yes. I think there's probably like Joe DiMaggio, a number of the presidents.
That interests me.
Yes. Yep. And I've even read some of them. They're not very thick, and you get the main information of all of them, and it'll be even things like what was the American Revolution or the Industrial Revolution, and it's been a pretty popular series.
Okay, good.
Okay, so let's see, go back to this. Each book focuses on a particular character trait that made that role model heroic. For example, Amelia Earhart refused to accept no for an answer. She dared to do what no one had ever done before and became the first woman to fly a plane all the way across the Atlantic Ocean. This book follows her from childhood to her first flying lessons and onward to her multi-record-breaking career as a pilot. And Deb is also reading Out of Wonder, Poems Celebrating Poets, by Kwame Alexander. Out of gratitude for the poet's art form, Newbery Award-winning author and poet Kwame Alexander, along with Chris Colderly and Marjorie Wentworth, present original poems that play homage to 20 famed poets who have made the author's heart sing and their mind wander. We also have a book in the library downstairs. It's a book of poems. It's called Dear Mother, Dear Daughter. Mm. And it is just really neat because it talks about things like why daughter doesn't think she has to clean her room. And when mother explains that, well, you know, if the clothes are laying on the floor, they're getting full of bugs and you're getting full of bugs on you.
Yep.
That's a really great little thing. I had Isabel check it out, and then she read the Dear Daughter and Julie read the Dear Mother.
Oh, nice.
Other way around.
Yep. Other way around.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Other way around. It is really a cute book.
Good.
I am reading A Hard Ticket Home, a Mac McKenzie Book 1 by David Housewright. Ex-St. Paul cop Rushmore McKenzie has more time and more money than he knows what to do with. In fact, when he's willing to admit it to himself, and he usually isn't, Mac is downright bored, until he decides to do a favor for a friend facing a family tragedy. 9-year-old Stacy Carlson, has been diagnosed with leukemia, and the only one with the matching bone marrow that can save her is her older sister, Jamie. Trouble is, Jamie ran away from home years ago. And this is one of those books that is set in Minnesota. I really enjoy reading them because, you know, they talk about places that many of us are familiar with.
Yeah, good. I like books like that, too.
Kate is reading Messenger, The Giver Book 3 by Lois Lowery. Messenger is the masterful third novel in the Giver Quartet, which began with a dystopian bestseller, The Giver. Maddie has lived in village and flourished under the guidance of Seer, a blind man known for his special sight. Village once welcomed newcomers, but something sinister has seeped into the village and the people have voted to close it to outsiders. Maddie has been invaluable as a messenger. Now he must risk everything to make one last journey through the treacherous forest with his only weapon, a power he unexpectedly discovers within himself. Three more to go, Paul.
Okay.
Catherine is reading Charming the Prince by Teresa
Do your best.
Medeiros. Medeiros. Yeah.
Some of these authors' names are tough, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yep. You know, if it was Johnson or Nelson, that would be just so much easier.
Yeah, it would be.
Even Kakeritz. Okay. Because I can pronounce that.
All right.
Medeiros' trademark humor and potent love scenes will enchant audiences once again with the introduction of Sir Banner the Bold, a rough-hewn warrior who battled the French dauntlessly for 14 years. But Banner's deepest secret is that he's terrified of his 12, count them, 12, motherless children who have run wild for years, tormenting the residents of his keep. At his wit's end, the exhausted lord dispatches his man to find a new wife to manage his brood, hopefully without adding to it. Banner seeks a woman who is everything his children are not, quiet, biddable, and well-behaved, and preferably some maternal bovine creature who will prove to be no temptation to my appetites, he specifies. Instead, he finds himself wed by proxy to Lady Willow Mallory, a slender, raven-haired beauty who has played unpaid and unappreciated nursemaid to her numerous step and half-siblings for years. And on we go. Alice is reading Truth or Dare, Men of the Sisterhood, Book 4 by Fern Michaels. While Joe Espinoza is driving along an isolated country road with Cyrus in tow, he catches a glimpse of movement in the woods bordering the roads and notes Cyrus pawing desperately at the car window. As soon as he pulls over to investigate, Cyrus bolts out of the door and leads Joe to three children clustered together, beraggled, silent, and scared out of their wits. As soon as he has brought the children to safety, Espinoza arranges an urgent meeting. Charles, Abner, Jack, Dennis, Harry, and the rest of the crew gather at Bolo headquarters to hear a shocking story that confirms their worst suspicions. Many more children are still in danger. But in order to protect and avenge the victims, the team must use more cunning than ever before. Lydia is rereading the Richard Sharpe series by Bernard Cornwell. In Book 1, Sharpe's Tiger, young Private Richard Sharpe must battle both men and beasts behind enemy lines as the British Army fights its way towards India through a diabolical trap. It's 1799. And Richard Sharpe is just an illiterate young private in His Majesty's service, part of an expedition sent to push the ruthless Tippo of Mysore from his throne and drive his French allies out of India. Posing as a deserter, Sharpe must penetrate into Tippo's city and make contact with a Scottish spy being held prisoner there. Success will mean winning his sergeant stripes, failure being turned over to Tippo's brutal executioners or his man-eating tigers. Picking his way through an exotic and alien world, one slip will mean disaster as Sharpe learns that he must fight his own comrades in order to save his own neck.
Oh, wow. Lots going on there.
Lots going on.
A lot of book reading.
Yes, a lot of book reading, and it's so interesting that we all seem to have really different tastes in books.
Yeah, you do. And I know you said Lydia's rereading a book.
Yes, rereading. And I sometimes do that too.
Okay.
You bet.
Never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, where's the library, Madison Library, located, and when are you open? Can I put you on the spot again?
You're going to put me on the spot. Okay, so we are located on Main Street in a Carnegie building,
yep.
Which is, you know, just a
beautiful
wonderful
building.
Historical
yep.
one. And we are open Monday through Saturday. Monday, we are open from 10 to 5:30. Tuesday, we're open from 10 to 7:30. Wednesday, we're open from 10 to 5:30. Thursday, we're open from 10 to 7:30. Friday, we're open 1:30 to 5:30. And Saturday, we're open 10 to 2.
There you go. Very good. You get an A for today.
Oh, I made it right through this time.
All right. Thanks, Karen.
You bet, Paul.
Yep. Thanks for coming in.
We'll see you again next time.
You bet. That's Karen Tilbury from the Madison Public Library.